The nation's number one talk station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Good morning to you, Lagos, Nigeria. 7:32 is the time. We're back on the show. I'm Sheriff Quadri.
And I'm Jimmy Disso. Good morning, everybody.
So you can watch on Facebook and on YouTube. You can drop your comment as you watch. You can also let us know what you think about some of the stories on our website, nigeriainfo.fm. Let's start with the Punch newspaper, page 2. NLC solidarity rally holds today. Police warn hoodlums.
Yes. What we have is, I'd like to make a distinction.
Okay.
The question is, do we have a rally or do we have a general strike? Those two things are distinct, because you could have a rally without having a general strike, and you could jolly well have a general strike without having a rally. The reason why I say so is that the stories here keep talking about protests, they talk about rallies, but they don't talk specifically about strike. That's the feeling that I get. It says here, the NLC said the protest would hold at all the state capitals today, while the mega rally would take place in Abuja on Wednesday. That would be tomorrow. To pressure the federal government to meet ASUU demands. I'm sure you know it's all about the ASUU crisis. Mm. But here, speaking to some of the unions, then I get slightly confused. NLC holds rallies. Giving an update on the mode of the protest, the head of Information and Public Affairs, NLC, UPA, said the rally will be held across all the states. Asked if all workers were expected to take part in the street protest, he said, oh, sure, why not? I said, you know there's a difference between a rally and a strike. What we are doing is a rally. That's from the head of information. Says what we're doing is a rally. Mm-hmm. It's different from a strike. Mm-hmm. That's why I said what I said initially. It says that I cannot comment on how they intend to execute the rally. All I know is that tomorrow's rally will take place at every state headquarters. And the general secretary, Nupeng Afolabi Olawale, said members of the union were set for the exercise. But Afolabi, however, explained that the workers would not withdraw their services. That Nupeng would not withdraw their services. Also, the deputy secretary general of the Maritime Workers Union of Nigeria, Oniha Erazua, disclosed that his union would join the rally. We are joining the protest tomorrow, that is today, but we are not going to withdraw dock workers from the ports tomorrow, because it has nothing to do with the ports. It is in solidarity with ASUU. Aviation workers. Asked if the aviation workers would be on the streets in support of ASUU, the General Secretary of the National Union Air Transport Employees said, yes, we will be joining the public protest. Other aviation groups that are NLC affiliates will be joining. However, the president of the Nigerian Air Traffic Controllers, Abayomi Agoro, said the body was awaiting directives to join the protests. In a telephone chat with Punch, he said that my union has not called on us for any strike or protest. That was as I yesterday. ATSAN has not directed us on any strike. The president, Air Transport Services Senior Staff Association, Litros Ahmad, when contacted, said, we are not joining the LSC protests. We are not part of them. We don't have any directives to join. So but what is definitely we know for this morning, that there's going to be a rally in Lagos, in Ikeja, I think. And I think the latest report we got is that they've taken off from Yaba.
It started, yes. That's right.
The general advice, if you don't have anything important to do, we would advise that you just stay home. Because these things, you don't know how they're going to turn out. You know, so if you have nothing, of course, you're free to join the protesters. That I think that would be most welcome to them. But be careful how you move around, especially the elderly ones. Okay? Lagos State ASUU and Dr. Dile Ashiru and Olusola Shomi said that the takeoff point was at Ikeja by 7:30 a.m. and that they will peacefully march to Alausa. But I heard they've taken off from Yaba, so I don't know. There seems to be a bit of confusion here. He says that we'll all be converging as early as 6:30 at Ikeja and take off by 7 to deliver a letter to Governor Babajide Sanwo-Olu. That's what he said. But in something that looks a bit like, you know, the new breed, encouraging the new breed, if that's what they're going to call it, listen to this story. It will knock you out. 80 pupils of Sunshine Nursery and Primary School, Ile-Ife, Osun State, on Monday. 80 pupils of Sunshine Nursery and Primary School staged a peaceful protest at the main entrance to the Obafemi Awolowo University to demand an end to the ASUU strike. Primary school kids, maybe between 6 and 10. A peaceful. But the pupils were led by the proprietor of the school, Dr. Bisi Anyodike, who bore placards with the inscriptions such as "My future counts, future election is not a national emergency." The government reaction has been embarrassing. And listening to the Minister for Information give the government position has been most embarrassing, talking of technicalities and so on and so forth. On a TV program yesterday, I challenged the Information Minister to please give us 10 names of any of ministers, service chiefs, and so on. 10 names of those who can proudly beat their chest and say, "My children are in a Nigerian university." We would love that. It will put the argument in some kind of balance. Because this issue about the ASUU strike is beyond legalese. It's beyond looking for the legalities to hide under. The government needs to confront the issue frontally. And read some agreement with this union. To come and start saying we have no business with the labor unions and so on and so forth, that's not going to help the argument. You're talking of people's lives here. I would like him to take up that challenge. Show me, give me 10 names of at ministerial level or at even service chiefs level. 10 names of those whose children are in any Nigerian university. It is important that we will know that, because the general feeling now is that, the elites have taken care of themselves and have bound the rest of the citizens to the Philistines. And I think that's unfortunate. So the government should face this issue frontally. And please, let's have a resolution. This is not a time for grandstanding. It's not a time for any legal argument. Bottom line is, people want their children. And guess what? The government should actually be thankful that the Labour Congress is playing a lead in all this. Indeed, some of us even suspect that we hope that the Labour Congress hasn't taken the initiative from more active groups. But as it were, at least, okay, fine. So at least you have people to negotiate with. So rather than go through the legal route and start talking about legalese and so on and so forth, I think the government should face this thing frontally and let our children go back to school.
Right. Let's move on to The Nation. We'll come back to the punch later. Panic in Abuja over attack on soldiers by terrorists.
It doesn't look good. Anybody who has a sense of history will know that if care is not taken, Nigeria is probably on the verge of a full-scale war. So I think we need to brace up ourselves. Unfortunately, to read in the same newspaper that the president is again for the umpteenth time on his way to Liberia is very unfortunate. If anything, for symbolic reasons, to bolster confidence, it would have been nice to hear that he had probably, well, he can't send Ochibadu now because he has medical problems. It would have been good to hear that Boss Mustafa, you know, should go represent him and deliver the speech and say, "Look, I have a lot of problems at home. This is the state capital. Even the president's convoy has been attacked. This is almost an act of war. And one thing you need to do at a time like this as a leader is to bolster the confidence of your citizens. Unfortunately, you have a fractured citizenry, fractured along religious lines, ethnic lines, talk about nepotism, name it. The average Nigerian now is not a Nigerian in standing. He's either a Christian, or he's from the north, or he's from the south, or he's from the middle belt, or considers himself a minority, or is a majority, or is thinking of putting his kinsman in the next government. Apart from people like the lady who won the medal, who was weeping when the national anthem was being sung, how many Nigerians would react like that now? The nationalism has gone off the table completely fractured. And now with this attack, You see, when you hear about the chieftaincy title that took place and things like this, you will start asking yourself, is it possible that you have citizens who are even sympathetic to the cause of these people? Mm. Remember that a hungry man, apart from being an angry man, can no longer be a rational man. So the implications of these things are yellow cards that are being presented. We've gotten more than two yellows. We are on amber. If there's anything like an amber card, very close to red. You know, panic in Abuja, they've closed down some schools. You know, there's demonstrations going on, free Kaduna train attack victims, three presidential guards wounded, FCT direct schools to close tomorrow, but police say no cause for alarm. The good story, though, is that four of the hostages have been freed. The look of them is terrifying. If you have access to pictures of these people before they were taken in by the terrorists, it's quite embarrassing and frightening. So I think that there's a need for the president to play leader here. You need to rally everybody around. Mm. Don't forget that one of the things in war sometimes is deception. I hope it will not be that whilst we are concentrating on Abuja, we'll get hit somewhere else. And for the umpteenth time, I've got to again on all fours, because all of us will be affected. Mm. On all fours, beg the governor of Lagos State to please clear under the bridges. Beg again the Lagos State governor, please clear under these bridges. Take a drive to Ijora, all the way down to Kostein. And you will know that this, what you see in there, is a security risk. We cannot afford this. We seem to feel that Lagos is insulated from these things that are going on. I hope we are not in for a surprise. Mm. If you have a sense of history, how these things are done, sometimes they divert your mind somewhere and strike somewhere else. Let us all be security conscious, please, please, please. I'm glad that we finally, we're able to control the influx, of this Okada riders. The next thing is to secure public places and for people to ginger them up to be security conscious. Mm. People, please put pressure on the governor. Clear under these bridges.
Our reporter Nina has sent a report in that the protests have started. We also have eyewitness reports on WhatsApp saying that NLC guys have gathered at Ikeja Underbridge on their way already. I'm gonna take this comment from YouTube, quite an interesting one, that says, "Uncle Jimmy, both state and federal universities, not private universities in Togo. If same thing happened, both government or private schools will be engaged in the strike and protest." He's saying that the private universities are still on.
You mean here?
Yes, here.
Yeah, because they're not members of ASUU. Mm. Yes. Mm. But
he's comparing this to Togo situation, that when it happened in Togo,
yes,
even private joined the union.
Nigerians, I don't know what... I don't know where God got the spirits of, I don't know what has. Immediately you get to Benin Republic, you see a different set of people. Next door, Ejiro Kumbibai. As soon as you cross in, you just see a different set of people. There is some kind of calm. There is some kind of order. Look, as far back as 75, was it 75? I think 70, 75 or 76, when I had to go take my uncle's car, deliver it to Benin Republic, and they locked me down for close to 2 weeks under Kereku. I have relatives there, in Benin. Yeah, so as well. So if I run across the border now, I'm at it in Mwedani. I have people to run to. No, but as far back as then, they had this motorcycle, whatever. That's what some of these ideas that I have. They're coming from there. Mm. They are orderly. But I don't know what it is with us in this country. As far back as 75, in Benin, for example, in Cotonou, in every local government, one chemist must be open every night, all night, 24/7. And you put a note, all chemists will now put a notice indicating which chemist would be open in the neighborhood to take care. They were very organized. The same thing with Okada. All of them wore these
reflective jackets.
Reflective jackets with bold numbers written on them, 007. So you could identify anybody. This was during the time of Kereku, 1975. But look at my country. I don't know. Anyway, you know, we spoke about some things off air.
Let me
be careful that I don't say the same things on air. You will run out of the studio.
Yeah, exactly. It will probably just go off air.
I don't go off air.
Let's go back to the punch. There's this story here. Lagos declares 4 work-free days for PVC collection.
Now, you're likely to be happy when you hear that.
Mm.
But it is something sinister.
Okay.
And you can get that sinister feeling from the statement that I'm going to read here. The story says, the Lagos State Governor has declared Tuesday, that is today, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, as work-free days in Lagos State, in a bid for all public officers to register for PVC collection. Somebody needs to come and tell me the logic in this. That he would shut down a state for 4 days because you want the citizens to go register for PVCs that they could have done all this while.
Hmm.
That is point number one. The story goes on to say that the head of state, Akinmuri Okunola, in a statement on Monday, said that the officers are to return to work with their PVCs after the exercise. The question is, it is not compulsory for you to have a PVC in this country.
No, it's not.
So, the implication that they should return with their PVCs, you are now going to force workers in Lagos State to register to vote. And that is very unfortunate.
And undemocratic.
And very undemocratic. In the first instance, you want to shut down a state for 4 days so that people can register to vote. And then after doing that, you now say that when they return to work, they must return with their PVCs. This is terrorizing people. It's unfortunate.
It's
illegal.
I want to believe that he didn't say this. I want to give him the benefit of the doubt that he was probably misquoted or something. Collection of PVC is even out of the workers' control.
Exactly.
So how do you... No, I want to believe that it was misquoted. Honestly.
You want to believe... Okay.
I really want to believe. Because they're only... Sir, let me say this. Because they're only going for registration. They're not going to pick up PVCs. So it's... I want to believe that...
Even forcing them to register is illegal.
It's even illegal to start.
Yes. Okay, now, according to Muri Okunola, workers on grade level 010 through 7... and 15 are exempted from work on Tuesday. Wednesday is for those on level 2, level 4, levels 8 and 13. Thursday is for levels 5, 9 and 12, and Friday. This is not how governance is done. I beg to differ. This is completely wrong. First of all, whether you are dividing them in different whatever, you have shut down the state for 4 days. And in the second instance, you are trampling on their rights. Why must they return with their PVCs? And like you said, and the statement said, it is the civic responsibility of every citizen to participate in the electoral process. I agree. But they have an option not to participate. Until the laws are changed, we must do things according to the law. Okay? They say all public work servants, I can understand encouraging them, but you cannot force them to register. And so the notice says that consequently it is notified for general information that all public servants who are yet to discover or collect their PVCs are advised to do so before the deadline of July 30. And it says to this end, Mr. Governor has graciously approved the work free for public servants and so on and so forth. And it says, accounting officers are hereby enjoined to excuse their officers in the respective grade levels. Because you see, this is the beginning. I hope there is no mechanism to find out who these civil servants are going to vote for. I just hope. I think it is unfortunate. It's sending a wrong signal. If it can be retracted very quickly, fine. If not, a bad precedent has been laid. You see, whether we like it or not, we must do things according to the law. And we can't trample on people's rights. It's wrong. It's unfortunate. It's wrong. It's unfortunate. It even sounds wrong. In fact, it could make these civil servants even rebel against the government in authority by voting for the for the opposition. Why not let sleeping dogs lie and let your civil servants exercise? The fact that you work for the civil service doesn't mean that you should be, you know, you should be loyal to the party that puts in the government at a given time. Your loyalty is to the government and people of Lagos, and you have the right to choose which way you want to go. So, there you go. 4 days shutdown.
Okay. Let's go to page 20 of the Punch, 752. And papers this morning, plenty, sha. Buhari travels again. Well, that's the story now. That's how they wrote the headline.
Okay. The story says that Buhari has traveled again. Next story.
someone said yesterday that it's like President Buhari has the map of Nigeria on his desk. I said, like, where will I go next?
No, what are people doing here?
Okay, I'll go here.
Yeah, I'll go here. No, if you put it side by side with what he said about being tired,
yeah,
I think he just wants anything to take him out of that. He just wants anything to take him out of that environment. This man is elderly. That is why it's not for anything. It's not for, we say, vote a young, virile person, you know, who would not, quote and unquote, be tired. The man is tired. He's almost 80, isn't he? He's tired. He's exhausted. And therefore, any place, any event that will give him some relief, he has to take care of himself. You know, if you note what I'm trying to say, he has to take care of himself. So he looks as if he's disposed to anything that will take him away from the heat of the meetings and so on and so forth. Anyway, remember again, one more time, the choice you make in 2023, you will have to live with. Whether you vote for your townsman, whether you vote for money, whether you vote because he's a Christian or a Muslim, whatever, the choice you make is what is going to determine your life for the next 4 years. So, let's go on.
Okay, all right. This person on WhatsApp says, regarding the civil servants to bring their PVC to work, it is true. Even in the local government and LCDA, it's the same thing. And they name it staff audit, and their PVC is part of the requirement.
That should be fought. We need to fight that. It's unfair. Civil servants are not slaves. They are not school children. They are not children.
Let me add this one. Sagacity said that the head of service never said you must return with your PVC. That he has the memo here with him.
But this is what he, I don't know him. Okay. What I'm reading is what is in the papers.
Okay.
He did not talk about memo. It says in a statement, and it says adding that the officers are to return to work with their PVCs after the exercise. This is which paper is this? This is the Punch, page 15. Okay.
Yeah.
And in any case, why should you declare a holiday for people? If everybody did that, where would we be? If the bank suddenly decided to close down so that their staff could go get PVCs, if the hospitals closed down so that their staff could go, PVC is something you should have done. And in any case, I'm looking forward to a day when you can simply register immediately and print out your own PVC from the comfort of your home. Yeah. So we stop all this drifting and whatever it is. But what I have in the papers here, it says officers are to return to work with their PVCs. You have the memo, I have the paper.
Yeah, we all have something.
You can keep the memo. I have the paper. This one authority.
Oh my God. We have to go now.
Yes, we have to go.
But at 9, what are you doing at 9?
Well, at 9, we are going to try to see if we can catch up with what's going on. If we can get the reporter. Well, also, there's a problem. There's a story in the Vanguard about one Miss Ogunde, a lawyer, who works with Olani Kwekon. You know, she did some things that are a bit untidy and the ruffles. So we'll try and sort that out too. Also at Nine Kwekwe CN, you know, the lady did something quite unprofessional.
Okay,
and then gives an account of it in the Vanguard. So I'll get some one or two lawyers to see if we can just sort out what exactly is going on.
All right. All right. Thank you so much for coming.
God bless you, sir.
Lagos, that's our show. At 8 o'clock, INEC is already here, and let's continue our conversation on CVR. Your questions on CVR will be answered, hopefully, if we have enough time this morning at 8. Stay with us.
Don't disconnect your line sake of say you not link your national identification number to your MTN number. Make you no worry. If you don't already collect your NIN, you get some 5 easy steps so you go take reconnect them. 1. Dial *785#.
I want to assume that you would run because I want to give the listeners context for the conversation.
In 2019, you were running mate to Atiku Abubakar. What did you learn then that you will not repeat this time?
Yes, when is the president coming out to address us?
There's a few things. One, I have a burden and a passion for young people.
The fact that you have elected a man does not mean then you begin to order him around. The president will do whatever is good for the country at any given time.
Mr. Adesina, isn't the president responsible to the people?
What should the next president do to root out stakeholders who are complicit?
You fire those that need to be fired are fired.
It's looking like a brand new Chelsea, attacking with so much fluidity. And what can you say about that, Martin? I know you follow Chelsea quite closely.
I live close to the Chelsea training ground. That's what you mean by that. I'm not